Welcome to Freedom of Mind. This is your boy Ray Will.
Yeah, you already know it's your boy L. Freedom of Mind, man. Keep continuing to watch and keep continuing to see the growth. Because you know we're going to have more for you coming soon. Thank you to all the fans that support us. Hit them links, hit them socials. Let us know more topics. Get involved with the show. We got a lot coming for you, you know?
Yeah. You know, L had to come back at y'all, you know what I'm saying, and due to little complications of schedules and all that or whatever, L is still with us, via what they call it, via satellite.
via satellite. Off in different locations.
There we go. That's how we doing it, off y'all. Yep. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about the current state of the culture. You know what I'm saying? The pop culture, a little bit of what's going on in hip-hop, a little bit of what's going on in R&B, and a little bit of what's going on out in the world. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, obviously, you know how we do it. We do it Freedom of Mind style. No filter. As it is, that's how it is. All right, so.
Unfiltered in the culture, and we're going to definitely be bringing you guys more. Please stay in tune and please get involved with Freedom of Mind.
Here we go, y'all. Y'all, you know, hit us up, Freedom of Mind Podcast at Gmail. You know, hit us up, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, y'all, stay tuned, y'all. All right.
What's up, baby? What's up, everybody out there? You know what I'm saying? This is Speaking Mind segment of Freedom of Mind podcast. You already know it's your boy, L. Just wanted to tell everybody, man, I have a statement to make. So, do you, as the person that's listening right now, do you yourself let somebody have control over you? And I'm saying in situations where you get angry. I'm saying in situations where you get sad. I'm saying in a lot of situations. And in that moment, when that person has control over you, then you don't have control over yourself. You don't have control over your life. And I feel that that shouldn't even have been put into play. I feel when we let people get control of what, it is more than the mental thing. It is more than just the power. So what we need to do as human beings, need to find that power to overcome this. We need to find that power to hold ourselves and keep our composure as the people we are. I find it crazy that a person can say anything to get under your skin. I find it crazy that a person is that upset with themselves, which is what the reason is, right? That person is so upset with themselves, so upset with their lives that they have to hate or constantly put you down because it will make them feel better about their predicament. This is the thing that I want the listeners out there to really fully understand or put yourself in that mind state of that person that tries to have control of you or tries to put you down. And in that moment when it puts you down, you overreact, has that control over you. I want the listeners out there to know that. We have the power to control oneself. We have the power to control ourselves. We have the power to think three steps ahead, kind of like playing chess. We all have our pieces to move, but it's your point. Do you want to lose a pawn, lose a bishop to attack the queen and fully win this game? Or do you want to continue to lose all your pieces? Continue to lose all your pieces because you're not planning ahead or you're not moving correctly. And you're letting a move control you. You're letting an emotion consume you. I want all the listeners out there to really know that it is so easy to have that composure, that control for yourself. And all it takes is a second to have realization of the moment, of the situation that you're in. To think three steps ahead. Think three paces ahead. Think of a possible outcome that could happen in the situation that you let control. Think of a possible outcome that could happen better, a better outcome that can happen if you don't let this person control, or this person gets you or get under your skin or whatever the case may be. My main point in this speaking mind is control. And that control can be power. And we all have that power. And I feel like we as humans all need to have that power. I think one of the most famous people out there to have that certain control and composure that I think we all need to embody or at least study is Brother Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. King was a brother of composure, was a brother of not letting what the other person say get under his skin, not letting what the other person's actions do get underneath him. Whether as far as somebody throwing rocks, whether as far as somebody watering him with a hose, whether as far as somebody calling him racial slurs, he would not let that have power over himself. He would not have that lose control of the brother he is, will manifest destiny of the brother he is, because he knew that common goal in line that he needed to reach. That's all, y'all. It's there.
Ray Will here speaking my mind. Okay, I wanted to kind of bring up stereotypes. Okay, so we're going to bring in the obvious definition of it first. You know, what the heck is it, right? What is a stereotype? So, a widely held but fixed and oversimplified image or idea of a particular type of person or thing. So pretty much, people kind of, they either exaggerate or they just don't have a realistic or a logical view of someone or something, right? You just kind of take something and be like, oh, it's like this and it's that, and you don't really have the information or really have the care or the respect to even describe it the proper way, right? But you know what? A lot of stereotypes are inaccurate or wrong. Some of them are true. And I think that some people, or a lot of people, as publicly, are publicly afraid to really express how they really feel about certain people. Because let's get to the obvious, right? When we talk about people, race, you know, I just want to spend the time of this Speak Your Mind segment just to welcome in people who might be a little bit afraid to express how they really feel about people, right? Express how you really feel about black people, express how you really feel about white people, but do it in a way that's not violent, that's not vigilant. Do it in peace. Be an adult, right? I think that this is therapeutic. Just like Speak Your Mind. I believe Speak Your Mind is therapeutic, but it's therapeutic. Let it out. Speak how you feel so we can talk these things out. You know, let's go with black people's typical stereotypes, you know, loud, ignorant, stupid. You know, stuff like that. You know, and we also got another stereotype of being, you know, like maybe physically advanced or, you know, being able to, you know, run faster or, you know, being more agile, athletic. Just come on, it's the elephant in the room. It's obvious, you know. Yeah, not all of us have those abilities, but a lot of us do. You know, and, you know, I want to go over the white stereotypes, you know. Obviously, you know, people may say that, you know, might be a little bit too extreme, you know. They like to do extreme stuff. You know, obviously with the, you know, if they get pissed off, you know, go around shooting up places and all that and stuff, killing a bunch of innocent folks. You know, maybe known as child molesters or, you know, what else we got? You know, we got, you know, but I want to get with this stereotype. I want to get with, if it is a stereotype, but I want to get with, you know, maybe colonizers trying to take over stuff, control freaks. How about this? How about maybe backstabbers, right? You know, I'm just saying, you know, it might be stereotypes, you know? But, you know, we need to go over these things. And, you know, we need to discuss it. You know, open conversation. But like I say, do it in a peaceful way. No need to be violent. We're not going to accomplish nothing that way. It's not. Shit ain't going to work. So, that's I just want to bring up stereotypes. And I'm speaking my mind. And I encourage anyone and everyone to speak theirs. Yeah, so right now, man, it's been a lot of stuff that's been going on in hip-hop news and, you know, just pretty much the hip-hop community, if you will. And, yeah, we already know about, you know what I'm saying, the Megan Thee Stallion situation. I know that's a little touchy for L, you know, with him. You know, he's a big, whatever that boy. I always forget that boy's name. That singer from Canada, that little short little guy. So, but yeah, we got some stuff going on right now. But yeah, break it down, L. Break it down. What's been going on, man? And you know, with the hip hop coaching on and you know, and stuff like that, bro. Break it down, bro.
Everybody knows him as D to the M to the X. You know what I'm saying? Rough Riders. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I can remember Flesh in My Flesh. A whole lot of jams up in here. Rough Riders Anthem. I mean, basically, man, DMX is hospitalized right now. I know he, you know, there was different reports saying he was in a vegetative state. Other reports saying he was on, you know, life support, all that stuff, man. Not looking too good, man. Prayers go out to DMX, man. A true legend.
Over the weekend. Seriously, yeah. Prayers out for DMX, definitely, man.
Quavo in the Sweetie situation was, I guess they broke up, and it blew up over a Justin LaBoy interview. Justin LaBoy recently had a Sweetie interview on Revolt, on his new show that he had. Shout out to Puffy, you know, for Revolt TV. Big thing in hip-hop culture. So I guess Justin LaBoy is a, you know, news media, whatever the case may be. He had Sweetie on the interview, and questions, I guess, was asked. And it's been speculations that with that interview led to the Quavo and Sweetie breakup. Now, I guess there was an incident in the elevator where there was no domestic abuse happened. I want to point that out. The, I guess Quavo, you know, tried to get a bag away from Sweetie and, you know, pushed her away or whatever. The camera footage, it looked bad, but it just basically showed her and Quavo tugging at this, you know, suit of luggage or whatever it was on the elevator. It didn't seem too right. You know, it didn't seem too right, whatever was going on in that relationship. It didn't seem too right. And I can't speak on anybody else's relationship, but, I mean, it didn't seem right about the situation that's going on. And I guess Justin LaBoy got allegedly beat up by Quavo and his crew. And,
okay, who's Justin LaBoy?
Justin LaBoy is a news media person, basically.
Okay.
He knows Sweetie. Apparently, when they had that interview, Justin Combs, which is
Puffy.
Sean Combs. Sean Combs. Everybody knows him as Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever he wants to
name
him.
Sean Combs.
That's his son. I guess he dated Sweetie back then. That was her ex.
Okay.
Backstory was Quavo didn't like that too much that they were doing an interview all together. That has a little bit to do with it. Of course, you can't blame things on news media outlets, especially being Justin LaBoy's show. I mean, he booked the both of them for the show, no matter if they're exes, no matter if they're acquaintances, whatever the case may be. I don't feel, me personally, especially as an artist, that we should attack any news media for some shit that your girl went through with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think beating up or allegedly jumping a guy that's just a news media person, I think that's some pussy shit, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, first of all, jumping folks and carrying on, you know, that don't really suit too well for me, you know. You know, and over a situation like that, you know, but, you know, like you said, we don't know the insides. Like you said, you don't know the relationship. We don't know of LaBoy. We don't know whether, you know, he had anything to do with their breakup or they, you know, was in the middle of their relationship. It sounds a little fishy. It sounds like a little bit that it's kind of towards that way. But, you know, like you said, like you said, you know, who knows?
You don't know if he had any malicious intent when he scheduled the interview with her ex, Justin Combs.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know if there was any malicious intent in that. He probably just scheduled the both of them for the interview. I mean, he's had so many people. This is a new show on Revolt TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good show. Chris Brown's been on the show recently. Boosie's been on the show recently. There's been a lot of good artists that's been on this show recently. It's a popping show. It's in the culture, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know if it was malicious intent, for one thing. And B, that Sweetie situation. I mean, if she put herself in a predicament where she's going to be interviewed with her ex, I mean, you know, you got to take it up with the woman. You never take it up with the man. You always take it up with the female that you're dating. You know what I'm saying? That's my personal opinion. You know, what do you feel about that?
Well, like I said, you know, just based off of the information that you gave me, I haven't really heard too much of the details about that whole... You know, I heard that they broke up. Yeah, I heard about this guy, the LaBoy guy or whatever. I didn't exactly know who he was or anything like that. And I guess some, like you said, some about some interview that they had or whatever. So, you know, I don't know much for. I don't want to just blame who and whom. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't have enough information on that. But, you know, generally, you know, saying relationships can be pretty messy. And then, you know, Quavo and Saweetie, they were with each other for a little while. You know, like I said, like, yeah, I knew about Quavo before I knew about Saweetie. You know, I knew Quavo from the little group Migos, right? So from Migos, so that's all I really knew about Quavo. You know, so I don't really know much about Quavo. You know what I'm saying? I do know that Quavo sounds like Mike Jones, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I honestly, that boy sounds just like Mike Jones. He do. I don't care what nobody say. That's all I know about Quavo, and then he was with Saweetie. So, with Saweetie, the situation with Saweetie, she had a couple of little cuts. I guess you can call them hits. You know, she had some hits, and that's all I really know about her. So, and then next thing you know, they were together. Next thing you know, they broken up. So. Honestly, that's all I really know. Honestly, you know. So, but if they broke up, they broke up, and that's that. You know what I'm saying? And it's time to move on. I know it's not easy, but it's time to move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the media that wants to try to make some money off the mess and talk about it and cover it and all that and stuff. You know, they doing their job, but it's like, you got to understand the beast, and you know, you got to kind of like stay away from that, especially from a breakup. You don't want it to get too personal. People will make it, will put it out, put your business out there. That's the media for you. You know, and you got to know as a known, you know, rap artist and being a celebrity and all that, you got to know these things. You know, you got to try to avoid it and stay away from it as much as possible. You know, keep people out of your business, out of your personal business. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want to make it real messy, you can make it. It can be messy, definitely. You know. That's pretty much.
And another thing,
yeah.
Another thing in hip hop, not to get off the subject, but shout out to Cassidy. Shout out to all the battle rap. I think Caffeine is the streaming service where you can catch these battle raps. He was first in Hitman Holla. I know he won all three battles. Shout out to, you know, one of the kings of battle rap and stuff. Real big thing in hip hop movement, you know.
No doubt. Okay. Caffeine, right? So. Yeah, I'll be seeing Caffeine on social media. They really promoting the heck out of it on social media. I heard that Drake, he invested in it from what I heard not too long ago. And then when I see the clips of these freestyle battles, you know, they're pretty cool. They're pretty live, very intense. I can't sit up there and say I actually watched a full, you know, episode or show or anything like that because I haven't. But just from the clips that I've seen, like, I mean, they're pretty, man. Those are some pretty intense battles, man. You know, so that's pretty cool, man. It's just it would be nice to see a little bit of a variety of the way that they rap. It seemed like the style that they rap in. I know it's like battle rap, and that is like a style within its own. But it's like, you know, it'd be nice to have a little bit of a variety. You know what I'm saying? You know, the way that they rap. You know, this is kind of like the same kind of style that they rap. It was very, very tense. They yelling and all that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's a cappella, no music, no DJ. So it's like, you know, it'd be cool if they had a little bit of variety. But other than that, it's pretty cool, man. So yeah, shout out to whoever. It's very competitive. So, you know, you got to bring your A game with it. Definitely bring your A game, man. So
definitely, and the whole point of it being like that is because they're trying to really, you know, they're trying to go back on our culture. You know what I'm saying? Our culture started on battle rap. That's how this hip hop shit started. You know what I'm saying? We didn't really necessarily had a lot of instrumental. We had a lot of acapella. You know, that goes back to the neighborhood stuff. But you really got to be with it to be with it. This battle rap game is a little bit different. You know, Cassidy has a pen like no other. Hitman, I guess you could say he has a pen like no other, but the battle rap, you got to really come up with that shit right then and there, and it's a different rhyme scheme than writing. You know, 10 times different. Like, I'm a writer. I can't even be in that same realm. And I'll be honest with that. Like, my pen is deadly, but battle rap is a whole different game, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt, man. And I'm not, you know, I understand that, you know, like, if you want to take it back to, like, ancient times, like Africa or whatever, you know, like, or maybe even, you know, and, well, let's just take, you know, to hip-hop, okay, particularly hip-hop. You know, out in the streets battling and all that, you know, there is no, you know, no DJ and all that. I understand that, but they certainly had a variety, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it wasn't just aggressive shouting and all of that or whatever. And then with the accents, you know, the way that they sound is very similar. You know, like, you know, can we get somebody that got like a, maybe like a Southern accent, or, you know, like something like that, Midwest accent. And can we get somebody who knows how to give you different type of flows and different variations of patterns and, you know, different concepts, you know, like it's just the same type of style and the same type of sound, you know. Kind of like trap, you know what I'm saying? When you hear trap in you know, in music nowadays, you know, with the hip-hop we have nowadays, it's a lot of trap guys, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them sound alike, but, you know. So
here we go.
I'm just saying, you know, that's the best example that I could use.
Shade coming in. I hope he never catches himself in Atlanta. I hope not.
You know what? You know, like I said, but, you know, we got to have a variety, man. You know, it's just Atlanta. Atlanta's popping and it's great. You know, I'm sure cats was getting a little bit tired of LA in the 90s. It was just a lot of LA cats, a lot of Cali cats coming out doing their thing. You know, Cats was probably like, damn, you know, can we get a variety? Can we get somebody else from somewhere else? You know, so, you know, just a little bit of variety, you know, that's all. A little bit of diversity. So, I think, okay, yeah, so we covered DMX. We talking about the freestyle. We talking about Saweetie. Okay, what else is out there?
Well, I mean, this got to do with hip-hop culture, but shout out to the truth. My favorite NBA player of all time, man, number 34, Mr. Paul Pierce. He recently, you know what I'm saying? I think he's one of the greatest, you know what I'm saying? The truth, you know, that's why they called him the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He, you know, he took a lot of battles on, that's all I'm saying. You and he took some battles on against your boy LeBron, too.
Oh, yeah. So,
In recent media coverage, I guess ESPN either fired him or he let go.
Yeah, they fired him.
Apparently due to him just living his life in retirement on Instagram. There's a few things that we have to point out with ESPN. ESPN is owned by Disney. So I guess they want a clean image, quote unquote. I just feel like that's a letdown. I feel like they don't understand culture of sports, and they don't understand the culture of these ball players, or you know, these athletes. So, I just think that's a slap in the face. What you feel about that?
I can agree, man. You know, although I didn't watch the video. You know, I heard about it, obviously, but you know them, because they did. I believe they did fire him. I never heard of anything that he done in the past. Maybe, you know, I understand that they're an image company. I don't know whether, you know, so again, like I said, I didn't watch the video, so I don't know if they were nude or, you know, I don't know if they were like right by him or giving him a lap dance, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know the details because I didn't see the video, but it's like, you know, just to go and fire him for that, it's like, okay, maybe a suspension, a fine, but just to go and just fire the brother like that, I like, you know, like, That's very harsh. And you know, I believe that, you know, ESPN is a little racist, you know. You know, I remember that when they got rid of Jemele Hill was speaking her mind about, you know, Trump, and we know how certain folks get, you know, what their point of view is about Trump, you know. So you know, they let her go over comments she said about that, and you know, obviously I thought that was harsh. And then obviously, you know, with a lot of we got, right now, there's Orlovsky. Orlovsky, he got strong opinions about black quarterbacks. He believes that a lot of black quarterbacks aren't very intelligent and they don't have leadership skills, selfish and all this or whatever. He says a lot of stuff about that, but, you know, no racism, nothing against him, and, you know, nothing, no fires and none of that, no terminations against him. And then also, you know, you just got a bunch of little racist stuff going on in ESPN. They let it go. White people can express themselves the way that they want, and blacks can't, you know, all that kind of deal or whatever. But I don't want to sound like I'm crying and complaining. I'm just trying to tell it like it is. So, yeah, man, I really feel like that. Yeah, ESPN is a little racist. I absolutely. So, yeah, I thought that was a little harsh as well.
Yeah, that was a fucked up situation. I mean, shit, man. I mean, they don't understand. Disney does not understand at all. And I don't even... You know, I don't know the situation with that. You know, I don't know how Disney, you know, came about to own, you know, something like ESPN. But that shows you the power of Disney. That definitely shows you the power of Disney, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, my views on that was that, like I said, it's a slap in the face. And they're basically telling us we can't be who we want to be.
Pretty much.
Or we can't express ourselves in the comfortness of our house. Retired and not doing anything wrong. I mean, there was nothing wrong. There were bitches in bikinis twerking. I liked it.
Okay.
There was nothing wrong with that situation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's retired. You know? So it's like, what you want the brother to do? Not say, you know, not like be home and shit?
Yeah, like, you know, like you said, they want him to behave himself. You know? There's some of the same things that I be saying about LeBron, or why a lot of people don't like LeBron, because you know he won't behave himself. You know what I'm saying? Why can't you just shut the fuck up and be a good nigger? You know what I'm saying? Why can't you just shut, you know? So with Paul Pierce, you know, I know that's maybe a little bit extreme, but, you know, with Paul Pierce, it's okay, no, you're not behaving yourself. You're not supposed to express yourself like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're going to have to fire your black ass. So, yeah, pretty much that's how, that's pretty much what I got out of it. Yeah, so, yeah, definitely a slap in the face. Definitely, you know, I totally agree with that.
And they know nobody's gonna boycott ESPN because we need ESPN for the sport coverage. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, they're playing a shady business.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's one sided as a motherfucker, but it's a shame. It's a damn shame that we gotta go do shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, man. Time and time again, bro. Most definitely, man.
We need our own network at that point.
No doubt, bro. That's why, you know, Revolt needs to, you know, it's doing its thing, man. And I hope that it gets bigger, man. You know, it's, you know, BET was popping for a long time. Not to say that it's not anymore, but it doesn't have the same cultural impact that it did, you know, back when Bob Johnson owned it. You know, I'm just keeping it real. So, you know, hopefully Revolt, man, can, you know, hey, you know, BET, you know, BET still doing their thing, and you know we already got BET. You know, Revolt need to do continue to do their thing and get bigger. I hope other networks step up and do their thing, bro. And then, you know, support, bro. That's what it's all about, man. Support. You know, repping them, doing whatever you can. You know what I'm saying, to view their stuff, and you know what I'm saying. I don't know if Revolt has apps. If they don't, get some apps. Get an app on the phones, on you know what I'm saying, on all the mobile devices. Get an app for YouTube. Get an app for Roku, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, get that going, you know, link up with that phone company. I forget the name of the phone, but it's black owned. Link up with that, man, and put some apps on there, man. Have some apps available on there. You know what I'm saying? Making an all black, I mean, it's already a black phone. Put all black stuff on there. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Perry, get his app on there. You know, Oprah, get her app. You know, Sean Combs, get his app for Revolt TV. You know, get it going. Get it popping, man. Think of ideas and just let it rip. You feel what I'm saying? So, definitely, man.
Oh, and speaking of Tyler Perry, shout out to Tyler Perry, man. The film that was released on Netflix, A Fall from Grace, I would like to recommend that to everybody that's listening out there. Very talented brother, very talented director. I love this movie. I highly recommend it. It gave you twists and turns. And shout out to the Cosby Show. Mrs. Cosby played in this movie a starring role. Well,
Felicia Rashad.
She was the second main character, but yeah, that's what she was.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Mrs. Felicia Rashad, man.
Still doing her thing, you know.
Still doing her thing, bro.
But she's still doing her thing, you know.
Oh yeah,
and
man.
Shout out to Tyler Perry for actually doing that. I commend that brother for giving highlights to still, you know, even the older actors and stuff. So shout out to Tyler Perry, man.
Yeah, big shout out to Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is definitely doing it big, man. Definitely ahead of his time. People wasn't ready for what he did. People still ain't ready. But you know what, man? When you finally catch up, you know, give props to this brother, what he's doing, and support. Support.
Give props,
you know what I'm saying?
What's he doing right now? I mean, this brother you talking about, this brother, he's the only one that has his own production company. His own, like...
His own,
you know,
studio, right?
Company, you know, his own studio, his own lot, you know.
So well, you know, I don't think he's the only brother who has his own studio, but for something that big, you know, like he's right. Doing it big, you know. But I think there's a few other black people that got their own studio, you know, and there's a plethora of black people, I believe, who does have their own production company, you know, like, you know, saying Ice Cube got his own production company, so you know. You know, it's like doing their thing.
Cute business.
Right? But they not doing as big as Tyler, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what I'm saying. Like, I got a dream to where Tyler can take it to bigger heights than that, man, and have his own distributing company. You feel what I'm saying? Where he ain't got to go through, you know, no distributor no more. You know what I'm saying? He distributing his own stuff with the support of his people, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? There's some black people who got a lot of money who's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So, it wouldn't be wrong to invest in a distributing company with Tyler, man. I don't see nothing wrong with that. You feel what I'm saying? Well, we can fund our own stuff. You feel what I'm saying? And then we got some talented filmmakers out there. You know what I'm saying? And then you see white people that invest in them. Like right now, we got Ryan Coogler. Ryan Coogler can make a low budget film and turn it into something big. And he's been able to do that or whatever. White folks snatched him up real quick. You know what I'm saying? He got that contract with Disney doing Black Panther. So, you know, you invest in these talented filmmakers, man. Like I said, you know, another one is Peele, right? Jordan Peele was able to take his movies, flip it, man, and, you know, make big blockbuster movies, winning all kinds of awards and all that and stuff. So why not invest with him? Why not, you know, so... You know, stuff like that, bro. Okay. Also, I want to. You know, before we start going towards the end of the show, man, I want to know who is your king of R&B, bro.
Shit, you put me right on the spot.
Give me. You know what? If anything, give me your top three. Give me your top three, bro, of all time, bro.
All right, let's break it down here. We got King of R&B. Shit, all right, I'm going to break it down.
All right.
I got Brian McKnight.
Okay.
This ain't in a specific order.
Okay.
I got Brian McKnight. I got Boyz II Men. And I got Jagged Edge.
Okay, so those is groups. We talk about single individuals. You got Brian McKnight. Like, you can take somebody from those groups. You can take Wanya Morris, or you can take the Twins, you know, or you know what I'm saying? But you gotta take...
Oh, you wanted a single boy.
I want individuals. Okay, like I said, so King of R&B. Not the Kings of R&B, King of R&B.
I'm gonna go with R. Kelly. I'm gonna go with Brian McKnight, and I'm gonna go with Uncle Charlie.
Bro, that is a amazing list, bro. I'm not even gonna front. That is an amazing list. That really is, bro. Me, I would say Ron Isley. I would say R. Kelly, and then I would say closely, I would say Usher.
And I ain't gonna lie about that. Yeah, Usher, I was debating. Usher, I was definitely debating because Usher, shout out to Usher, man. He is a legend in this game. But would you consider Usher an R&B legend, but also a pop legend as well?
Yeah.
Because some of his songs did go pop.
That's true.
That's why it's kind of hard to categorize him in the R&B realm. I mean, I'll be honest, even R. Kelly is kind of hard, but R. Kelly mainly was R&B when he first came out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Then he kind of got to move more into hip-hop.
It's like the debate nowadays. Who do you like, Jacquees or who's another R&B artist nowadays?
Your boy.
Oh, Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
I would go for Jacquees.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because he focuses on R&B the most.
Yeah.
And his style has stayed the same. His voice has stayed the same.
I agree with that, man.
He doesn't use a lot of auto-tune. He doesn't even use that at all.
That's true.
You know, he has a distinct voice.
He's more pure with it. I totally agree with that. That's one of the reasons why I rock with him more than I rock with all the other R&B cats from his generation.
And there's definitely honorable mentions, like shout out to Lloyd. Shout
definitely.
Hey,
shout out to Trey Songz, bro. Trey Songz, to me, kind of kept it going. You feel what I'm saying? And he's giving you more of the conventional type R&B. He's not giving you this new R&B you hear today, like you said, with a lot of the auto-tune. And he give you a little bit of that here and there, but that's not what he's about. So, and he gave us some classic. I wasn't always on Trey Songz. I ain't gonna lie. I had to catch up to him, but... When he finally got to me, I was like, okay, yeah, this guy makes classics. And you know what I'm saying? I give a shout out to the TGT guys. Give a shout out to the Tank, Genuine, and Tyrese, right? And then,
man.
And then, we got to give props to, you know, hey, you know, people talk about him or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna throw Jaheim in there, bro. Jaheim got some classics. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like you mentioned the groups. You know, we got to throw the groups in there, but we talking about individuals or whatever. But those groups too, man. You know, that's the stuff we grew up to. Like you mentioned Jagged Edge. You mentioned Boyz II Men. You know, so I remember, you know, let's say Next. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with Next. You know.
Next, 112.
112, definitely. Yeah, 112. Definitely. You know, Drew Hill, yep. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, give a little shout out to Cisco, man. Cisco, he was doing his thing. And then I don't know what happened, man. He just kind of stopped, you know. But he has some stuff, you know. He has some heat.
Wait a minute, shout out to the sisters of R&B.
You
talking about Brandy,
you
talking about Monica.
Okay, now we talking about the queens of R&B, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, okay.
We talking about the queens, Mary J. Blige. We talking about, let's throw the groups in there, SWV. You know what I'm saying?
Love SWV.
Shout out to the sisters out there doing their thing.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Total and Escape. Definitely, man, and you mentioned, yeah, hey, Faith Evans, man, Faith Evans, yeah, definitely, bro.
Have you been watching the trial of Derek show?
I haven't been watching it. I just kind of been keeping up with it, you know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying, our last episode, I did a speaking mind about that, but yeah. So what you got to say about that, bro?
I know it's very heartbreaking to rewatch some of the evidence that they let us see in the trial. I hope that the turnout is going to be what we all expect it to be, because regardless of testimonies, regardless of evidence, listen, the evidence is there that malpractice that this officer and all these officers, you know, participated in was definitely not the practice of a trained officer. Definitely not the practice of an officer that's supposed to be doing his job. A job that is not stated in an exam, in a police academy booklet. It is not stated to ever, in any case,
put somebody's knee in the neck of a restrained suspect.
And I don't give a fuck if they want to paint this brother to be on drugs or none of that shit. Listen, I have anxiety as well. So that video that he stated that he had anxiety, he didn't want to be in that car, had claustrophobia. Listen, I fucking almost bawled out in tears. Because you know what? Nobody else listened to that brother.
Nope. They don't care.
I would be in fear for my life if I had three officers rushing me to the ground.
Yeah.
So there's just no excuse.
Bro, the world witnessed excessive force, right? That was extreme excessive force. All of that wasn't even necessary. First of all, why would you even retain the guy? For what? You know, he shouldn't even be considered a suspect at that point. You know, they approached him. They didn't even get enough information from him to know whether he gave him counterfeit money. You know, At that point, he was just a bystander, and then it went way overboard. So,
and first of all, you talking a $20 bill,
right? A $20 bill, bro.
Forgery at all?
Yeah.
No, like, come on, man. Yeah. That was foul play right there from the jump.
That, exactly. So it went from that to.
This brother didn't hurt anybody. This brother didn't rob no store. This brother had a possible $20. I'll say it again. $20 bill.
Yep.
You're talking 20 measly dollars.
Yep.
That most of us make in an hour.
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly. So, you know, that was bogus from the jump. And then all this excessive force. And then you got people that are trying to justify that man being killed. You know, that man killing, you know, Chauvin killing him. So, you know, And we know the reasons why a lot of them are justifying it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, y'all not using y'all brains here. Y'all not. Y'all using hatred. Y'all using other shit on some other shit. You're not using your brain. You feel what I'm saying?
I sit there and say, you mean to tell me that the officers that didn't let the EMT into the, first of all, a first responder that's trained into resuscitate life, you didn't allow her on the scene?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, something seems like foul play. And she was sitting there trying to tell them, look, they didn't allow me to go through. Mm-hmm. Come on. The proof is in the pudding. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, I feel that if she's not charged, there's going to be some really issues to pay, especially in Minnesota.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. And they're prepared for it, trust me. They're prepared for that. They're going to protect their shit. And they're gonna leave everybody else shit out there, cause they did it before. But I would like to say this too, though, bro. I would like to say this, like, you know, to the people who are going against Floyd, right? Did Chauvin make any mistakes? You know what I'm saying? Like, did he do anything wrong? That's my question to you people, to your listeners out there who disagree that Chauvin should be charged. What the hell did he do wrong? Did he do anything wrong? That's my question. Like, you know, we know that ain't the right training. We know that he didn't die from drugs. He died from asphyxiation or he didn't have enough oxygen in his system. And pretty much he suffocated. That's how he really died. That's what the autopsy said. We know these things. We know the facts. You saw the damn, a lot of us saw the video live on social media. You know what I'm saying? So, It was excessive, and it was cruel and unusual punishment. So, yeah, he definitely should be convicted, man. Like you said, if you don't get convicted, it's gonna get pretty ugly. You know what I'm saying, out in the streets or whatever. But you know, they could be worried about the other end of the spectrum too. L, where let's say that Chauvin does get charged, you know what I'm saying? Are we gonna get another capital raid? Are we gonna get some people that's gonna try to take over the Capitol, or you know, who knows? You feel what I'm saying? So,
I mean, as far as that situation, listen, what we need is justice. Because I think for 400 years in slavery, in captivity, we deserve justice. If we really want to go into facts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that.
We deserve justice. That's it. That's all
there
is to say. You can't put a white face behind it. We just deserve
justice. I totally agree, bro. Totally agree. So, yeah, man. That's pretty much all we got, man. And, hey, y'all, check us out. You got any shout-outs? You got any links? L, before we go?
Man, shout-out to my clothing brand, Turning Mortal. I got a link that I'm going to be posting on, you know, the Freedom of Mind social media, you know what I'm saying? Get to the shop. Music is coming soon. A lot of things in store, man. Shout out to the Freedom of Mind game, man. You know, we still going to be doing our thing too, man. You already know what the hell.
All right, right, y'all. Hey, stay tuned, y'all, and keep supporting. We appreciate the listeners out there. We're growing. And hey, y'all, always remember to speak your mind. This is Freedom of Mind, y'all.